Today is Sunday, the 29th of September, beginning the 26th week of Ordinary Time. Choir of Portsmouth Cathedral sing Psalm 42. Like as the hart desireth the water brooks, so longeth my soul after thee, O God. What is it that you desire today as you enter this time of prayer? Today's reading is from the letter of James.
Come now, you rich people, weep and wail for the miseries that are coming to you. Your riches have rotted, and your clothes are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver have rusted. And their rust will be evidence against you, and it will eat your flesh like fire. You have laid up treasure for the last days. Listen, the wages of the labourers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, cry out, and the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. You have lived on the earth in luxury and in pleasure. You have fattened your hearts on a day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered the righteous one, who does not resist you.
Today's reading carries some strong warnings, bringing perhaps an opportunity for some heart-searching by a review of our possessions, treasures, and consideration towards others. Elsewhere in Luke's Gospel, we hear the words, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Take a moment to review your belongings, your wealth, perhaps. In which ways do you feel that you are rich? This may not just be in physical possessions, but in gifts given by God. Can you identify anything that you may be storing up for your own needs or holding back from giving to others? Can you imagine holding out these treasures in your hands openly before God? As you listen to the reading again, invite the Lord to test your heart, to be truly open to challenge.
Come now, you rich people, weep and wail for the miseries that are coming to you. Your riches have rotted, and your clothes are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver have rusted, and their rust will be evidence against you, and it will eat your flesh like fire. You have laid up treasure for the last days. Listen, the wages of the labourers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, cry out, and the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. You have lived on the earth in luxury and in pleasure. You have fattened your hearts on a day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered the righteous one, who does not resist you.
So how is your heart and the treasure you store within? Spend time with the Lord now, reviewing these things together. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.